guys, and welcome back. This is the weekly Sports 411 for the news feed. This is Bria Cook.
I'm Rachel Hale.
And I'm Tyler Britt.
And we're just going to be talking a little bit about what's been going on this past week in sports. So, you know, it's a new year, and that with that comes a new batch of talent for college football. So in case you missed it, we're going to be doing a little bit of recap about National Signing Day, a little bit about what's going on across the nation, and to dig a little bit deeper in how this is going to affect our Hokies this upcoming season.
Yeah, so with the National Signing Day, it's basically Alabama at the top and everyone else playing second fiddle to see who can get the next best recruiting class. Alabama finished overall number one again, and they had 7 5-star recruits.
Wow.
And filling out the rest of the top five was Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. But when you look at the top 10 recruits, those teams I just mentioned, Michigan's the only one that didn't deliver two top 10 recruits. And overall, Trey Smith went to Tennessee, but Alabama was able to get Dylan Moses, who is ranked fifth, and Marvin Williams went to Florida State, who is fourth.
Narrowing it down to Virginia Tech's offseason and what they've been able to do, a lot of people were worried about if this was going to be a rebuilding year because we lost a good portion of our offense, whether it was graduating or foregoing their senior season to declare for the draft, losing Gerard Evans, Isaiah Ford, Bucky Hodges, and a lot of our offensive line. But we were able to get some winter transfers and two quarterbacks with A.J. Bush and Hendon Hooker. And then Virginia Tech was also able to rank 23rd according to ESPN in their ranking class and fourth recruiting class in the ACC. We got 1 5-star recruit in Devin Hunter, which was a big one because we were able to keep him in state. And we got 4 4-stars and 21 3-star recruits.
You know, I think, especially, you know, with this class of talent, I think this is going to be a good, you know, challenge for, you know, our coach, Justin Fuente, you know. Especially with him coming in new and the new players, I'm like really excited to see how he's going to build our program, especially with this talent coming in. I think he's got a good batch of kids that are going to.
And I think he's coming off a really successful first year, and I think he's really faced a challenge with replacing a lot of big names going into his second year. But I think, I mean, within a week, he was able to start getting transfers and recruits and making some big moves that if anyone who was feeling discouraged about where the team was headed after the first week of the year, he's definitely put the work in to try to put us right back on track so we don't skip a beat.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at the recruits that Coach Fuente got for Virginia Tech, he got a lot of good defensive talent. Now, with all the guys who left offensively to go to the NFL draft, he responded immediately and went out and got these guys. Now, recruiting-wise, we did lose a 4-star wide receiver, but I'm sure Coach Fuente is going to have a backup plan. He always does. But I am impressed for what he did on the defensive side of the ball. But it will be interesting to see what he does offensively.
So who are you guys most interested to see on this new roster?
I'm most excited to see Devin Hunter, the 5-star recruit we got coming out of the Virginia Beach area. I think it's awesome that we are able to recruit and keep the state talent in state. I think it's really important. And I also think he's going to be an immediate playmaker for the Hokies defense.
For me personally, I like Nathan Proctor because he switched his decision to go from Penn State to Virginia Tech within the last couple weeks. So that gives him an extra chip on his shoulder, more motivation to be a beast that he is, and I'm sure he's going to provide immediate impact on the defense.
Oh, I definitely see that. You know, I'm most excited to see what our quarterbacks are, what they're going to look like. I'm such a quarterback fan. I think quarterbacks play such a vital role on the team, and I'm excited to see what Fuente will do and who he'll shape to, you know, mold to lead our team. Hats off to Justin Fuente, and I hope he has, you know, a lot of luck with this team this year. You know, we're going to wish him luck for our Hokies. So that is a little bit about what's been going on this week in the sports world. Join us again next week on the Sports 411 for the news feed. Again, I'm Bria Cook.
I'm Rachel Hale.
And I'm Tyler Britt.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you later.